Thank you.
Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Oh, Lord. It's January 12th, Tuesday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to DTR Season 2. The year is 2010. This is Episode 2. Tonight we have your dynamic duo, as well as the most awesomeness, DTR producer Scott, and those two.
Yo.
Two damn cats. And we are live.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
It's Tuesday night, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for some Double Talk Radio. Double K.
And don't forget DTR producer Scott.
That's right.
From the warm, warm state of Washington.
Yes. Yes,
man,
definitely
oh, man.
Warm. Where I want to be right now because I'm so cold. I'm sick of the snow.
Freaking
I'm miserable.
Freezing. Never mind the snow. It's freezing.
Yeah, how cold is it where you are? Because you're, you know, up there in the Great White North.
Up in the Great White North right now, it is about minus 8 degrees Celsius with the wind chill. It's supposed to go beyond.
Okay, can you tell me in that in, like, American terms?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. I thought you'd been around long enough. Maybe you'd have a converter at hand. I thought you'd have the metric converter right beside you or something. I apologize.
Hey, the states decided that the metrics was not good enough, and nobody can understand it, so that's why they decided not to do it.
Listen, one of the things we're going to talk about in a very short time is that the Olympics are coming to British Columbia, Canada, and we'll settle all duels over a fair game of sports, okay? Just because you won the gold medal hockey, zip it.
Yes, go USA!
Good job, USA. Good job. And I'm so glad we got the goalie, what's his name, McCabe or whatever, from the United States, coming to yours truly, the Windsor Spitfires, next year.
Uh-huh, whatever.
Hey, Double K. Double K, did you watch the Maple Leafs Penguins game?
No, I missed it. I'm sorry.
That's what all right. You lost anyway.
Of course. Don't we always? And for my fellow friends on TalkShoe, Devil K is enjoying a very cheap glass of a house white wine that cost me $5.95 for a liter, which, composed over to U.S. topics, would be a half a U.S. gallon.
Nice.
How's that? Anyway, minus 8 degrees Celsius. So what you do is, let's say it's actually the temperature out there is zero is freezing, okay?
Right.
So if I tell you it's 1, you
but
double
actually,
it?
No, 32 degrees is freezing.
That's in Fahrenheit. I'm going to teach you Celsius.
Oh, okay. I can't. Oh, I see. All right.
Newsflash. If there is anyone in the chat room, I don't mean to get off topic here, but hey, I promise you an impromptu show. If there is anyone in the chat room looking for a book for their camera, it was right in front of my nose. Can't find my show notes is, but I got your book for your camera sitting on the desk. Anyway.
There you go.
So you take zero is freezing, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, let's say I tell you right now it's 2 degrees Celsius, all right?
Okay.
The proper way, as my mathematician father would say, is to double it and times it by 9/5. However, I found a shortcut that is actually accurate within about a degree or two. Just double it and add 32. So, if I tell you it's like 1 degree outside, it is 2 plus 32. Hence, in Detroit, Michigan, 5 seconds away from here, it's 34 degrees Fahrenheit.
Nice.
Wow, you're actually warmer than Pittsburgh.
I don't know that it's that. Isby, I can check the Weather Channel right now and give us an update. But
we've got Texas in
the room.
Well,
when I was driving home from work, or from the gym, at
we'll be
7,
right with you,
7 o'clock at night,
on.
When I was driving home from the gym at 7 o'clock at night, it was 23 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, it's been chilly, and we have been absolutely zonked with a real chill this year. But I don't know. Like, you tell me, you've been in Pittsburgh how many years?
Well, I mean, I grew up here, but I moved back a couple years ago, 3 years ago, two years ago.
So, you know, there's a pattern that we, like, for every season, turn, right? We have winter every year. Why is it we get a sprinkling of freaking snow and traffic stands to a halt? We're not in Texas. Right? I mean, I don't know. It is. It's cold. I'm longing for spring. I'm longing for summer. And it's brutal out there.
Look, all I'm asking is I would like it to be in the 40s during the day and like in the 30s at night. That's all I'm asking. I'm tired of this, you know, waking up in the morning and it's like 7 degrees.
Well, there's only... Well, I guess there's three people. One's not really a people that can take care of that for you. And, of course, the one is the fine gentleman upstairs. The second would be our lovable psychic, Dorothy. Could probably manipulate it somehow. And then, of course, the guy who can change anything, because he can do it, Barack Obama could probably do something.
Mm, yeah, maybe he has, you know.
Drop an A-bomb in the center of Pennsylvania and... What's up, guys? Scotty, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
Did you grab dinner yet or what?
Yeah, I'm done.
I told him to.
Yeah,
good.
I ate.
Okay. Pretty bad if we're telling the producer what to do.
He won't be disappearing for a hamburger in the middle of the show.
Okay. And Scotty, you'd probably be fine if you hopped in your car during, you know, we played one of the segments or something, like Let's Get Physical or whatever, and then you hopped in the car, you ran down to Wendy's or, you know, your favorite burger joint, but, you know, you have to pull over to the side of the road and remove all the good stuff.
Yep, I have to, so.
Why don't you just tell him to hold the pickles, hold the lettuce?
He likes the pickles.
I like the pickles.
Okay. Why he pulled them out, I don't know, but...
I was going to eat them. I don't like to eat them in my sandwiches. I just like to pop them in my mouth. It goes the same way, but, you know, hey, I'm picky.
All right. Okay, forgive me for one second here, though. You are listening to Double Talk Radio. It is DTR 2010, Season 2, Episode 2, here on Talk Shoe. Hello to our live listeners. Hello to our audience that downloads to us, our regular following. We appreciate you. We love you. We're here every Tuesday night live at 10 p.m. And if I didn't say so, I am Double K. How could you forget me? Of course, Violet.
Hi.
DTR producer Scott.
And hello.
Please introduce those felines in the back, which are quickly becoming our mascots.
I have Oscar, who you can hear pretty loud.
That's Oscar there.
Right. And the other one is...
The biter is Oreo.
Yeah, if you hear Violet scream, it's not because her and Scott are together. They have since departed ways. It is now the cats.
Don't say that. Don't put it like that. We haven't
departed ways. No, they haven't departed ways. They haven't departed ways, guys. Kids, they will never depart ways. It's a relationship. It's a relationship that's made for a movie on the Women's Network. Is working on the script right now.
Nice.
God.
Honestly.
Who does she have playing us?
Who would play Scott and who would play Violet? KKLiveRadio@yahoo.com. I'm interested.
I say John Gosselin for Scott.
OMG.
No. Oh, freaking no.
I was thinking of, and Scott, I don't mean this by age. I'm thinking of personality. Because I'll be honest with you, who I think should play me, and not that we look anything alike, but for Scott, it would have to be Kevin Spacey would be able to work himself into an excellent Scott. Not by age or looks, just personality and demeanor.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Now,
yeah,
Violet,
I
haven't given much... No, that just popped into my head. Violet, I'm going to have to think about. Is as good with actors and actresses. Double K, this is just me. Jim Carrey.
Oh, I can see that.
Hmm.
Although his voice isn't as deep as yours.
True enough, but I can do it. Oh, all righty then.
I'm sure he can get his voice a little deeper than.
Or,
I'm sure he can
honestly,
do that one.
Oh, I know
again,
who can play me.
Who?
Who?
The girl who was in Wayne's World, Tia Carrere.
You know what? And again, I'm not talking about anything but voices because we're on radio. And
yes.
So discounting color again, Queen Latifah. I told Iz the other night on the People's Choice Awards, that girl has stepped up her game 300%.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. I love Queen Latifah.
I've always loved her.
I love Queen Latifah. I used to ask her, she used to annoy me a little bit because I didn't think she was living up to her potential. But that one movie where she's the she's working for the she's a criminal, but she's, you know what I is, what movie is that? Why is not online? Anyway, Iz will tell me my answers and I'll pop them back into you. Yeah, and I don't know, or it could be for me, Iz Upstairs. That's the name of a movie?
Iz Upstairs is a movie.
Okay. Who would play Gartex?
Oh, how about Matthew McConaughey?
Really?
Yes.
All right. Scott, if you can plug in here, you absolutely can. Izbia would be...
Although I don't know how Gartex would feel about that, so I don't want to... insult him
Matthew
in any way.
So who would you say for me then? I just threw Drew
Carey.
No,
I think you're right. I think Jim Carrey would be great.
What about Regis?
I think Jim Carrey would work.
What about Regis Philbin?
Or how about Robin Williams?
I love Robin Williams. Am I that zany?
You can be. Not that zany, but you can be pretty zany.
I love Robin Williams.
You'll do Robin. Yeah.
Who would you say for Scott, Violet?
For Scott? John Gosselin.
All right.
No. No. I veto that.
No. Probably maybe Kevin Spacey. You're right.
Yeah, it's just the first one that popped into my head, and then I love Robin Williams. So imagine if we got Robin Williams, Kevin Spacey, Queen Latifah. Who'd you say?
Or
Matthew
maybe Jim Carrey. Yeah. Card text.
And then Logan would be what's his name? Jack? Not the who's the guy from the? What's the movie I'm thinking of? The movie and Logan, if you're listening on download, don't get this the wrong way. I'm just thinking of the character, the guy who played the one in when the stoner met the really nice girl.
Huh?
What's that movie? I'm going brain dead when I try to think of things specifically. What other movies was he in? You all know the actors. The Hangover. What else
I didn't
was
see
he
The
in?
Hangover.
The curly-haired guy. What's the movie with the guy who's a stoner and he's working on a web page and he meets the girl who's a professional? It was a big movie. Izzy didn't like it. I loved it. It was a big movie last year. It'll come to me. Then who else do we have? Oh, we have Izzy. That could be the, I'm trying to think of that blonde lady who's on TV, the Jewish girl.
I would
girl.
Say Renee Zellweger for Izzy.
Renee Zellweger is, I'm trying to think of a witty, smart blonde who's a little dippy, even though Izzy is really not a blonde.
Either Renee Zellweger or Kate Hudson.
I was thinking Joan Rivers. Not anything to do with look. This is just radio.
Hey, how about Bonnie Hunt?
Oh, no. I would say Renee or...
I would say Renee.
If it was Helen Hunt, Isbia would not be allowed to go to work. She wouldn't be allowed to leave the house.
No, but she could do... Well...
But I would choose Tia Carrere to play me, voice-wise.
Tia Carrere, yeah. That'd be interesting. Email us, kkliveradio@yahoo.com. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff that we can talk about tonight. And you know what? You know, I think we spent far too much time planning. Because this is when we are at our best. Yeah. The Three Amigos are at their best tonight, folks. Tonight's show is brought to you by the letter A. You know, my son, my son now earns a dollar every time he does his alphabet. Is that cool or what?
That's very
That's cool.
So tonight we're brought to you by what letter did I just say? I forgot already.
A.
Okay.
A is an apple.
A is an apple. Tonight we are brought to you by the letter A. And anyhow, so it's been a while since we've talked about one of our favorite things here. We've got some stuff going on in the NFL. Some big games happened on the weekend. So
exciting games. Are you kidding me?
For tonight, I want to bring back in an impromptu fashion Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mike Loosler's in the house.
Hi, Mike.
Let's go Bengals. Hey, guys. So I know we haven't been doing the segment, and but hey, we're all football fans, and I got to give a big shout out to Scotty's. Before we get into any of these anomalies that have been going on, if I said that properly, the Arizona Cardinals.
Uh huh.
Was that a game or what? That would have to be the best game of the weekend.
Oh, I wish I had that queued up, but I'll do it for you anyway. Or what? Why did Rodgers kick the ball on that play?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
He had a man downfield, and if he would have hit that guy, the game would have been over, and he overthrew him.
Yeah, let's discount the rest of the game, and let's go into, like, the last 8 seconds and the overtime. The guy misses the field goal, okay? The guy should lose his job for missing that field goal. I'm watching him kick it, and I'm in my living room with my son, and we're getting ready to eat this delicious pasta dinner that my wife made, and he hooks it, and I'm watching this thing, and it could have gone from Arizona into the Pacific Ocean.
Right.
Man, was it wide. And then that pass Scotty's talking about, Rodgers had that guy wide open. All he had to do was loft it up in the air, and the guy would have caught it. And then they say that on the holding call that Green Bay got on the very next play, it could have been a face mask on Rodgers. Right? The Arizona guy kind of, I think it wasn't intentional. He kind of just hit his face, but they were calling face mask. And then Rodgers decides to do the hokey pokey when he gets the ball stripped from him and touchdown.
Yep.
Absolutely.
But, Scott, what was the big news in that game was, what was that dance that 350-pound lineman was doing in the end zone after that touchdown?
I have no idea.
He was doing a bird, but it wasn't a cardinal. It was more like, what do you call those birds from the dinosaurs?
The pterodactyl.
He was doing the pterodactyl. If the Cardinals win it all this year, it's because of the pterodactyl.
Mm.
So, yeah, far too offensive of a game for me for the playoffs, but what'd you guys think?
Well, I don't know. You know, I think the Cardinals have a good chance against the Saints.
Really? And I was going to say, with that kind of a defense, the Saints are going to roll.
I'm pulling for the Saints.
I know you are.
Sure.
I know you are.
You know I am. You know I want the Saints in the Super Bowl. You know I want to see the Saints and Indy in the Super Bowl.
You want to see the dream game. So you can rub it in my face, just like that gold medal that the United States won.
And just like the game the Penguins won against the Maple Leafs.
We're not talking hockey tonight, Violet, okay? I know you love to chat hockey, but it's not minus 8 degrees Celsius. Go get your calculator. We're talking football.
Right.
So then, now, Iz and I got a chance to go for a beautiful dinner. I was telling you in the chat when we were chatting the other night.
Right.
We got to go to the Keg. We don't get to go out much very often. Went to a very fine steakhouse. Had awesome service, awesome food, the hottest horseradish I've ever had in my life.
Really?
But we were watching the Jets and the Bengals.
Oh, yeah. Well, you called the Bengals were going to be out in the first round. You called that one for sure.
No show Ohio on that one. After
Absolutely.
What was it?
Absolutely.
Scott, why does Scott keep muting himself? There we go. Okay. No show Ohio in that game.
Mm-hmm.
24 years since they've been in the playoffs?
Yeah, something like that.
Maybe Mike can verify it. Scott, I am not going to unmute you again. Scott's playing games with me, folks.
He's having issues with X-Lite.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm calling on my phone, so.
Oh, hi, Scott. You sound much different. You sound much more. Is this really Kevin Spacey?
Yes, it is.
I can't believe it. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing excellent,
Kevin.
Kevin
Spacey doesn't talk that way.
Oh, man, you blew our cover.
Ah, darn it.
All right, so the Jets beat the
Kevin
Bengals.
Kevin Spacey does all of those. He does James C. Kirk and all those other. I don't have those down.
And I have no idea how I'm going to imitate Robin Williams. I think next week on Sunday I'm going to pull some tracks from Queen Latifah, Robin Williams, and Kevin Spacey. And we're going to play them next week.
Okay.
And all I see in the chat room, by the way, guys, is lol, 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 lol. Thanks upstairs, lol, lol, lol. And do you need me upstairs? Because I can let my other two very fine co-hosts take over the show. No dead air, guys. Come on.
What?
She wants to
say... I'm reading what guest three wrote. He says, please tell me you guys don't get into the oh my God sayings here.
Oh, no. Oh, no. LMAO, guest three. LMAO. Add me to Farmville. I'll get you some points. anyway.
I didn't play those games.
Then, guys, I'm surprised you're not throwing it in my face. I picked the Eagles from the very first week.
Yes, you did. I told you they weren't going to do it.
No pun intended. They dropped the ball.
Yeah, and McNabb is coming back, which I'm really disappointed in.
I see now, I'm an Eagle fan, Colts first. I would drop McNabb.
Why are you an Eagles fan?
I like the Eagles. They're in a strategic position in Pennsylvania to annihilate all the people that you know that are from Pittsburgh that have done everything that is in the Encyclopedia Britannica that has ever been recorded.
Is
from Pittsburgh.
They flew home from Dallas with their tails between their legs.
Yep. Hey, you know what?
They really embarrassed themselves.
They stink.
Seriously.
I'm saying it on air. They stink. They stink. They stink. The Eagles stink. Play Michael Vick next year. I don't care if he fought dogs or not. KKLiveRadio@yahoo.com.
That's who needs to go. When he threw that pass, I was like, that's the face of the Eagles. When he just launched that thing with just a flick of his wrist, it was beauty. You know what else happened over the weekend? Or on Monday, I should say. Seattle got its new coach.
Yes, Pete Carroll from USC.
Yep.
The Thunderbirds?
No, the Seahawks.
Oh, that
Seahawks.
Team. The other Seattle sports team.
We got the Mariners.
Pete Carroll from USC.
The other Seattle sports team.
Yep.
My gosh, Violet, if you move to Seattle, I'm going to have to send you, like, DVDs of real sports teams.
Hey, now. That was mean.
Or you can drive and go watch the CFL games and watch the BC Lions and eat at Chef Ramsay's Fine Diner.
Ooh.
In Whistler, BC.
Not his.
That's right. We
it's
had
not
covered
his
that.
Place.
No, it isn't, is it?
No, it isn't. Anyway.
I'm missing a game somewhere, and I'm seeing with my... I spy with my little eye someone who is arrogant, someone who almost had a perfect season, someone who almost won a Super Bowl, and someone who's an idiot on my hit list. Hi, Tom Brady. Want to play some golf?
Yeah, there you go. They got creamed.
Yes.
Yep.
Annihilated.
All I saw was his hot-looking butt, as Isbia would say, as the other team was running the other way with his turnovers into the end zone. Let's go, Ravens. Let's go. I love it. And I got so many, there's so many people at work that are Pats fans.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
So
why?
To coin a phrase from the Nylons, na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na, goodbye.
There you go. You should have had that one queued up. That would have been funny.
I will. Trust me, there's more games to go, and the Saints are on my hit list. Gartex isn't here. Kudos to the Cowboys. Romo is peaking at the right time.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
It's going to be a good game.
Okay, we still
absolutely.
Got a lot to cover. We still got a lot to cover. I mean, I got a list, and we haven't even checked anything off it yet. So let's get into this. We got the Vikings and the Cowboys. Scott.
Vikings.
Violet.
I'm going to say Cowboys because Favre likes to screw up when it counts.
And Double K is going to say Vikings just because you said that. I was going to say Cowboys, but now the Vikings are going to win. Two for the Vikings, one for the Cowboys. Is anyone taking notes?
I'm taking notes. Hold on a second.
Okay, good, good. Okay, then we have the Saints hosting the Cardinals. Scott.
Cardinals.
I love it. Violet.
Well, you know who I'm going to say, Saints.
Scott, I don't think it's going to be this early, but, man, that pterodactyl dance. My son even said those guys in red are bad guys. Cardinals in an upset. Let's do it.
All right.
Okay, you're saying Arizona. All right.
It's been a wacky year. Okay,
yes,
then we have. Then we have, and this one scares me, Ravens at the Colts.
I'm going to say Ravens.
Well, the Colts lost a weapon.
The Colts what?
They lost one of their players.
All right. That's like playing Risk and you lose a chip. You still
get the
stack.
Yeah, but Witten was one of the go-to guys. So I'm gonna say Colts.
I'm going. I didn't follow. Hang on a minute. I'm saying Colts too, Violet. Write this down. But you just told us the Colts lost a weapon, and the tension in your voice. We're all waiting for Scott to say Ravens in an upset, and he just slides in. Well, the Colts lost somebody, and he's a key player, and it's really going to affect them. However, Colts.
He's the one who said the Jets in Indianapolis in the Super Bowl. What do you expect?
The Jets may be still alive. The Jets are still alive. Okay.
But they can't play.
I know. I know.
The Super Bowl.
I know. I know. I know. That's why I chose Kevin Spacey. Anyway.
Ouch.
Jets at Chargers.
Jets.
Oh, Chargers.
Chargers, hand down.
You say Jets, Scott?
Yeah,
I'm into the Jets.
Okay, and you're gonna and DK, you're gonna do Chargers.
You know, DK sounds like I've been knocked out. doesn't it sound like Mike Tyson?
And it's what I wrote down, so I was looking at it.
Yeah, I like the nickname. It's really cool, DK. But
Double K.
I don't like Double K anymore. I don't like Double K. I like DK. But anyway.
Yo, DK.
It sounds like I've been like, you know, mama's going to knock you out. You know, it's like, anyway. You've heard it, folks. Okay, you know what it's time for. Let's get out of here. We need to get normal. OMG is right, Violet. I knew you were going to say that. Wow. This is too much tonight. It's time for health and wellness from around the globe. Cutting edge and new. Food. Exercise and preventative care. It's Let's Get Physical with Violet Delusion.
All right. So I'm going to talk about three different things tonight. And the first thing is simplifying your life this new year. So I know a lot of people are trying to simplify a little bit here because of what's going on with the economy and all that. So if you haven't made a resolution for the new year yet, a good one would be to simplify your life. And no, that sounds a little vague, but according to the researchers at Psychology's magazine, it can be as easy as adding a single rule or changing a small habit. So a few examples would be, one, remember Parkinson's Law. Okay? In 1955, author Cyril Northcote Parkinson wrote, "Work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion." Meaning, if you have extra time to do something, you'll drag the project out so it takes every spare minute. The best way to spend less time working is to spend less time at work. Give yourself early deadlines and you'll find that you have plenty of free time. And Oreo is jumping all over my paper.
Nice.
Okay, next. The second way to simplify your life is budget with a pen and paper. Adam Baker from the website ManVsDebt.com says that if you can't generate a simple budget with a pen and paper, then your budget is too complex. Physically writing out which funds go where helps you understand your finances on a more basic and clear level than staring at a computer software. All right? The third thing is don't rely on self-control. Whenever possible, try to change your environment rather than your behavior. And that advice comes from Timothy Ferris, author of The 4-Hour Workweek, Escape 9-to-5, Live Anywhere, and Join the New Rich. He says this is much more effective than relying on self-discipline. So, for example, if you find it hard to work without constantly checking your email, try doing your project in a room with no internet access. So I guess, like, for me, I constantly check my Facebook all day long on my phone. So I guess, you know, I should move my phone in another room or something like that. And the last thing to simplify your life is think less and act more. According to London-based psychotherapist Andrea Perry, it's easy to fall into the research trap, spending hours talking about what we'd like to do or researching the pros and cons on the internet. It gives us the illusion of having done something when in reality we haven't. However, just one real-world action can help you move forward. For example, try looking at properties in person if you're house hunting rather than viewing them online. Perry says you'll know you've gone forward when you've learned something that clarifies what your next step is. So basically that's how I found my house in Oregon, was I looked online.
Okay.
And
well,
I went to
okay. So what are you instructing us to do, Violet? Because on Friday, I am going to buy a car because we need two vehicles, and you know that, you know, it's no big secret, we're open books here on DTR. I was out of work for quite a long time, so I had this old junker of a van, and I sold it for scraps. And so, you know, now I'm working, I'm busy. Isby is working, she's busy. We got all kinds of other things on the side going on. I need another vehicle. Should I research it online? Or should I bypass the online search?
Bypass the online search.
And that's hard to do.
Well, of course, we're all used to researching online. Look, I'm guilty of it, too.
Yeah. That's a
good
tip.
We all have access to a computer. It's so much easier. Just quickly go online and go to cars.com and look it up. Or go to Ford.com or whatever car manufacturer you're looking at.
Yeah, most local dealers have a website, so you can just jump on there and get the car that you want. But
yeah, you can even build your car and buy it online.
Do you guys have Kijiji? Kijiji, spelled J-I-J-I.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's like an online thing where you can buy all kinds of stuff. And anyway, I'm right now, here's where I am, and again, I don't know how much cars cost in the States, folks, so forgive me for being naive as I am. Temperature update, it's minus 1 degree Celsius. What does that mean, Violet?
That means double it, so that would be 2 degrees
minus
plus 32.
Minus two.
Minus two.
Minus one,
okay.
Plus minus one. Thank you. Okay.
Minus two. So that would be 30 degrees.
Good job. Good job. Scott, you're next, so be ready.
okay.
So I'm pondering right now between a $1,500 car just to kind of get me by. I trust the guy I'm buying it from. He owns a garage. He's got like a Intrepid. And then I'm looking at another nicer car that's about $5,000 because I already have a brand new car. That's, of course, is Biaz. But so what do you think I should do, guys? Should I buy the real cheap one? All I want to do is go back and forth to work with a reliable vehicle.
Buy the cheap one.
That's what I'm thinking.
Just make sure that he does the maintenance. But, you know, on the flip side, if that guy can get you a better deal on the car, the new one, you know, you're
for
him out, too, so.
Isby is worried about the repairs. That's what she's saying in the chat room. But you know what? It's a second vehicle. I already have a good, reliable, brand-new vehicle.
Right.
I say
exactly.
Buy the junker, too. I say buy a real cheap one. Spend the money on other things like film.
Hey, do you guys have Carfax up there?
Yeah. Isby's
okay,
got access to everything. Yeah.
You can get a Carfax on it.
Yeah. Scott.
Just make sure that you don't. Yes, sir.
It's minus 30 Celsius in Siberia right now. What temperature is it in U.S. terms?
You add.
He wasn't paying attention, Violet. I'm disappointed. While Scott's figuring that out, folks, tonight's show is brought to you by the letter A. You take 30, negative 30, add it. So
just
negative 60. 30, negative 30 is negative 60. Add 32.
You're at 38 degrees.
You know what Kevin Spacey would have said?
What?
It's freaking cold.
He would have.
Anyway, awesome tips on Let's Get Physical tonight. All I want to add to that, Violet, because I take notes while you do this, because you really are doing some good stuff. The what do you call when you that computer thing you talked about last week, the GPS?
Yes.
Kind of threw me for a loop, but it made a lot of sense, folks. Go back and listen to Season 2, Episode 1, Let's Get Physical. You'll get some good tips. But I would say, if you haven't made your New Year's resolution yet, wait for Lent. Let's get physical with Violet Illusion.
I never give up anything for Lent.
Okay, Violet Illusion, you wanted to talk about American Idol, and I get, well, why wasn't Ellen there tonight? I have no idea why she was.
I think she was still doing her show, so they had Victoria Beckham.
Beckham, who's married to the soccer star.
Yes, no, the old Spice Girl.
Yeah, that's where my cologne's from. I wear Beckham. That's what Isbia buys me.
You wear cologne?
Yeah. Is that weird for Canadians?
I'm
disappointed. Do you think it's why you don't like cologne?
Oh, ugh, no.
You won't even let me wear it.
Okay. Save that for another show. Anyway, I was wondering. I thought the reason Ellen wasn't there is because she was washing her only pair of jeans that she wore at the People's Choice Awards.
God, why are you ragging on Ellen for? She's cool.
I don't want to insult guest three, but OMG with a capital G. I mean, come on. Who was that chick, Isbia, who was walking up in that dress who her legs were so tight that, you know, she couldn't even walk? It was that singer, the mulatto girl, Mariah Carey. They were all dressed in the nines, except for... I won't hit on Rascal Flatts because he's another moron. But anyway, Ellen DeGeneres, come on. Violet. Please.
I love her.
Justify her existence on this planet, please.
I love Ellen.
Why?
I actually went to a live recording of her show once.
Why?
You know, first of all, it started out when she was just a comedian, and I've always loved her comedy.
Okay. Comedians are supposed to be funny.
She's very funny.
Why?
I mean, why? Because she is. She's a funny lady.
I don't like her. I'm not looking forward to her being on American Idol. I'd rather see that pill popping freak for another season.
She's very popular. She's hilarious. And her show's a lot of fun.
So did you get up and dance?
Yes, absolutely.
Huh.
Everybody did.
Hmm.
Guest three,
I mean, she
seems
makes
to
you
disagree with
she
me.
Makes
so.
You want, she makes you want to dance. You know, you go there and you're, you know, boogieing, and she's dancing, you're dancing, everyone's having a good time. I mean, you know, it's great.
Okay. Please forgive me, folks, because I'm not in my normal self today because maybe I'm sleep-deprived or something. But the only reason that Ellen DeGeneres would make me want to dance is because I feel like I have crabs.
And she's got a hot wife.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that one.
I thought they broke.
They got married.
And guest three has informed me that Ellen DeGeneres' show has better ratings than Double Talk Radio. Yep, and at least I took the time to give myself a nickname. Anyway. I'm just teasing you. Guest three, it's all unjust. Guest three, if it's minus 6 degrees Celsius in Milwaukee right now, what temperature Fahrenheit would it be? I'm waiting for your answer.
Oh, good
there
gracious.
There appears to be a late night war arising again, and this time it doesn't concern David Letterman.
No, it
isn't
doesn't.
That amazing? That whole thing is just bizarre.
Can I just interrupt for 1 second? I do believe that guest three is Kevin Spacey.
And why do you say that?
Because he said it's freaking cold.
No, he said it's fracking cold.
Fracking cold. And where the heck is Crazy Big Kid? Anyway, big shout out to
her.
I
wonder if guest three is Logan.
It could be. It could be Gartex, because Texas called in, and I guarantee it's Gartex. Go see my movie Moon. There's a clue for you.
No, the
anyway,
fracking cold. The fracking gives
it's
me a
fracking,
a,
it's fracking
an
cold.
An inkling that it's Logan.
And I hate to pick on you, guest three, but you know what? If I was standing in a corner in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and it was fracking cold, and we just lost that big game to the Arizona Cardinals, I would say, OMG. Anyway, we love our interactive audience. Come by and join us sometime here on Talk Shoe, 10 o'clock live every Tuesday. We're moving quickly. Violet. Did so what's going on here is Conan, who secured
well,
his spot at 11:30, okay?
11:35, excuse me.
11:35 in the primetime spot, and I love you, guest three.
Well, actually, he didn't secure it. It was Johnny Carson that secured it. The Tonight Show has always been on at 11:35.
But okay,
and
I'm going to give you your spot to read this thing, but I just got to say this. Jay Leno, you had it, okay? NBC is always going to be number two to David Letterman in my books, okay? Just in my books, DK's wacko look at it. But I like Letterman. But anyway, Jay Leno had the spot. He gave
right.
it up because he saw another opportunity, which didn't work out for him. And now he's mm-hmm. trying to push Conan out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I say that's Conan's spot. Jay Leno should be on at 12:30. Anyway, go ahead, guys. It's up to you.
Okay. So, yeah. So they went up, they informed Conan O'Brien last week that they were thinking about putting Jay Leno on 11:35 in the evening after the news, and then the Tonight Show would begin at 12:05 a.m. All right. So today, around 3 o'clock this afternoon, Eastern Time, Conan made a statement. He says that he won't host the Tonight Show following Leno. So I have his statement if you'd like me to read it.
Sure.
By all means.
Why not?
By all means.
Okay. All right. So, people of Earth, in the last few days, I've been getting a lot of sympathy calls, and I want to start by making it clear that no one should waste a second feeling sorry for me. For 17 years, I've been getting paid to do what I love most, and in a world with real problems, I've been absurdly lucky. That said, I've been suddenly put in a very public predicament, and my bosses are demanding an immediate decision. 6 years ago, I signed a contract with NBC to take over the Tonight Show in June of 2009. Like a lot of us, I grew up watching Johnny Carson every night, and the chance to one day sit in that chair has meant everything to me. I worked long and hard to get that opportunity, passed up far more lucrative offers, and since 2004, I have spent literally hundreds of hours thinking of ways to extend the franchise long into the future. It was my mistaken belief that, like my predecessor, I would have the benefit of some time and, just as important, some degree of rating support from the primetime schedule. Building a lasting audience at 11:30 is impossible without both. But sadly, we were never given that chance. After only 7 months with my Tonight Show in its infancy, NBC has decided to react to their terrible difficulties in primetime by making a change in their long-established late-night schedule. Last Thursday, NBC executives told me they intended to move the Tonight Show to 12:05 to accommodate the Jay Leno Show at 11:35. For 60 years, the Tonight Show has aired immediately following the late local news. I sincerely believe that delaying the Tonight Show into the next day to accommodate another comedy program will seriously damage what I consider to be the greatest franchise in history of broadcasting. The Tonight Show at 12:05 simply isn't the Tonight Show. Also, if I accept this move, I will be knocking the late night show, which I inherited from David Letterman and passed on to Jimmy Fallon, out of its long-held time slot. That would hurt the other NBC franchise that I love, and it would be unfair to Jimmy. So it has come to this. I cannot express in words how much I enjoy hosting this program and what an enormous personal disappointment it is for me to consider losing it. My staff and I have worked unbelievably hard, and we are very proud of our contribution to the legacy of The Tonight Show. But I cannot participate in what I honestly believe is its destruction. Some people will make the argument that with DVRs and the internet, that doesn't matter, but with The Tonight Show, I believe nothing could matter more. There has been speculation about my going to another network, but to set the record straight, I currently have no offer and honestly have no idea what happens next. My hope is that NBC and I can resolve this quickly so that my staff, crew, and I can do a show we can be proud of for a company that values our work. Have a great day, and for the record, I am truly sorry about my hair. It's always been that way. Yours, Conan.
I love him. I love him. He has now got a number one fan. Is that guy classy or what?
Totally classy. I've always loved Conan O'Brien. I've always been a fan. Always, always, always.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I love it.
Because there have been a lot of people out there who would have been like, okay, I'll take the 12:05. But you know what? He has principle. And he's right. You know, the
standards.
Tonight Show has always been at 11:35.
That's right.
And you know what? Jay Leno gave it up. Jay Leno gave it up. He is failing at his time slot now, and now let's go back. Please.
What is with the carpet?
You know what, guys?
That's the stupidest thing.
Jay Leno better watch his back, because he is now on the DTR. Water cooler radar.
The poop list.
He is. That is so true. It's not so much Conan. He says, if you don't have faith in me, don't cancel the show.
Right.
It's like me saying, hey, folks, if you've lost faith in DK, don't lose faith in DTR. Let it continue at 10 o'clock. I'll step down. I like
yep.
it. It's class. The guy's got my vote.
Yep.
Jay Leno, in weeks to come, I'm on the hunt. Hungry like the wolf on you, brother.
Yeah, I think it's totally classless what's going on there.
Yep.
Wow, yeah. That was a very good preparing that, Violet. Thank you. That was
You're
so
welcome.
Cool. That was so cool.
You're welcome. I thought, what a great statement.
Yeah. And, of course, we agree.
What a great statement. And you know what? I'm glad he's sticking to his guns and standing up for what he believes in.
Yeah, I'm a Letterman fan. I've always enjoyed Letterman. Everyone has their faves. But you know what? When it comes down to the Tonight Show, I remember watching Johnny Carson when I was a wee boy. And you're right. 11:35 is the time slot. It's probably one of the... Someone should Google this. It's probably one of the longest running talk shows in history. And, man, Conan, wherever you are, you're not listening to me, I know it, but I'm going to send you an email with a link, and whatever you do, God bless you. Godspeed to
yep.
Conan O'Brien.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. So, wherever he goes, I will follow. I've always liked Conan, so.
Me
I've always been a big fan.
Hey, Scott.
So.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Arsenio Hall?
You know what? I haven't seen or heard from him in ages.
Do you guys remember that guy, Arsenio Hall?
Yeah,
yeah, Arsenio Hall.
Show.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good show.
He dated Paula Abdul.
Exactly, that pill-popping freak. Anyway, Scott, I'm going to give you another chance here. So let's say... We're at Arsenio Hall's house.
Okay.
We know he's having a barbecue, and we're going over for a bonfire. Do you guys have bonfires in the States or no?
Of course.
Okay.
Beaches.
So we're going to Arsenio Hall's house for a bonfire, and it's 7 degrees Celsius. What temperature would it be in the United States?
So it's 7 plus 2 plus 32,
no,
right?
It's double the number, so 7 plus 7.
Oh, so it's 14, and 32 is 46.
Awesome. Okay. Which means wear a sweater. Or as guest three would say, it's freaking cold.
He could have been a Cylon.
We've got more stuff to talk about. We'll be right back.
You are listening to TTR 2010, Season 2, the podcast. Double Talk Radio is recorded live every Tuesday night on TalkShoe. Show ID 58563. Also available on demand on TalkShoe and at doubletalk.podomatic.com. You can email us any questions or concerns at kkliveradio@yahoo.com. We are on Twitter, Double Talk Radio, and add us to Facebook, Double Talk Radio. Once again, you are listening to DTR 2010, Season 2, the podcast.
Another boring day. Certainly not around the water cooler, is it?
No.
Anyway, kudos this week to Conan O'Brien.
Yes.
Shame, shame to Jose Canseco and Mark McGuire. You guys hear about this
yes.
or what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, I was just asked Scotty a quick question on his opinion about something. So.
Well. Ask us, please.
Well, you know, should Mark McGuire be stripped of his record? Seriously, what do you
now,
think?
Well, Mark McGuire is not going to be nominated, obviously, for the Hall of Fame. So,
well, I think that's one of the things that he came out to Well, from what I was listening to on the radio earlier, they did it as he did it to keep his job with the St. Louis Cardinals as a first base coach and I think a batting coach or something like that. So he basically came out just to set the record straight and to keep base with St. Louis, because if he didn't, St. Louis was going to cut him high and dry. And I think the other part is he did this just to kind of clear the air so that if anybody was kind of on the fence to get him into the Hall of Fame, they can look at it and go, well, he did go ahead and say he was sorry and blah, blah, blah. And you can go, well, since he did do this, maybe we'll take another look at his numbers and maybe put him in the Hall of Fame. I don't think he's going to get into the Hall of Fame.
No.
I don't know.
They squashed.
I don't think he should.
Well, they squashed what's his name from the Cubs, the second baseman, Sosa.
Uh huh.
Because of steroids, and I mean the list goes on and on and on. And I emailed DTR producer Scott, and I really think we owe it to the listeners to do a show on steroids 10 years ago and steroids now.
Yeah.
And is it still prevalent? And you know, it's probably something we should talk about, but. I'm kind of biting my tongue right now, guys. I'm on the verge of a line, and I'm not sure if I should use it or not. But you look at Jose Canseco,
mm-hmm.
and those biceps, right?
Right.
Right.
And so we're looking at Jose. I mean, Mark McGwire, we could say, yeah, he's a little chubby, maybe. You know, like he doesn't really have that steroid physique, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Canseco,
well, it's a little debatable in terms of. Because
well,
there's pictures of them, like in Oakland, where they're not as big. And then, you know, a couple years pass and they're, you know, bigger than what they should be.
Okay, but I'm going to go to Jose Canseco. He's got those biceps, right?
He looks like He-Man.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like me walking in the bedroom and going, hey, Iz, I honestly didn't use that pump that I saw in the magazine. You know, like...
oh, that pump.
You know, like, I'm sorry, folks. We're past the 11 o'clock hour now, so I guess it's okay. But, like, seriously, Canseco was like, I mean, who has arms like that? Like, who has time in the day to curl that many times?
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. I'll be back.
Lou Ferrigno?
Yeah.
Do you think they use steroids?
You know what? We're going to have to look into this. We really are. I think steroids are a hot topic,
I think the Governator probably... I'm not going to say he did or not. I just kind of have an inkling. I think Lou Ferrigno...
I think Lou Ferrigno did, too.
I don't think so.
I think so.
How about Johnny Holmes?
Who?
Nothing.
Who?
Nothing. anyway, steroids. More to come on Double Talk Radio. We got to go. The show has gone so crazy, and
yeah,
we have still
over.
A few things. We have not touched my friend with the large ears yet, and I really want to talk about him for a few minutes. And we're fast approaching the end of the show.
Yes.
Look to the sky, everyone. Violet, I don't know if you can see it yet in Pittsburgh. I think it's long across the skies of Washington. Do you see a balloon in the air?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the school is in a panic, and I'm in the library. I've got students down under the table, kids. Hands under the table. I saw a student outside. I was in the library.
From the inbox, a balloon boy. Weird news from around the globe.
And my God, the window went out. And the kid standing there with me, I think he got hit.
We've got help on the way, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, God. Stay in the line.
Some pretty unbelievable pictures coming to us live from KUSA. And we have this on delay, and for very good reason. A six-year-old boy, we are being told, is actually inside what is being called an experimental aircraft. As you can see, it's just floating along the within the sky here. This is Larimer County, Colorado. As you can see, the aircraft somewhat resembles a hot air balloon.
Aboard those airplanes alone, 200...
Okay. I would be amiss if we didn't talk any politics tonight. I have heard some disturbing yet intriguing statements over the past couple of days. Have you guys been listening? Or first of all, I want to talk. Go ahead.
I've been listening somewhat, yeah.
Well, the first one I want to get to is good old Harry Reid. Is apparently stepping down because of some about time. Yeah, I guess. I get myself in the middle when anything involves Monsieur Obama. He's stepping down because of some racial comments that he made.
Right.
What do you guys take on that one?
I think he should. I mean, I'm not an Obama fan, but, you know, I definitely think he should step down. I don't think the comments he made was appropriate. And then, of course, what came out with what Bill Clinton said and Ted Kennedy.
Well, yeah, that's my next note. So between Bill Clinton and Ted Kennedy, the other two brains of the Democratic machine, he would be fetching water for us. Is that what he said? Something along that lines?
Something along those lines. Yes.
Yeah, he should be fetching water for us.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're a better man than I, Gunga Din.
Interesting.
Anyway, where I want this to go with Harry Reid, Bill Clinton, Ted Kennedy, and all our Democratic friends is, are they playing the race card here or what?
That I don't know. I don't know why the comments were made by Harry Reid, what his purpose was. Obviously, he admitted to making them because he apologized. So I'm not really sure exactly what's going on there. Something's going on in Washington.
Yeah, you know, I think they're starting to lose confidence in this guy.
I think the whole thing is falling apart.
Yeah.
But the one question I have is, when all goes wrong, and when you really need a solid opinion, and when you really, really, really want to get to the bottom of the story, why do they call Al Sharpton?
I have no explanation for you on that one.
Huh.
I don't know. I love that comment, though. He should be fetching water for us right now.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. I guess I wasn't sleeping well last night or something, but I had Fox News on, and I woke to it this morning again. But the whole thing was going on. I guess Hillary Clinton thought she had the whole race in the bag, and she was literally planning for victory. And then all this stuff came on about something about they're losing votes from outside the major metropolises. So that's where they thought that Obama would be their main guy, the water fetcher. And so they put Obama in. And then I guess Obama went to Hillary, and they both had a moment of weakness where she knew she was falling apart and she needed this position that she has now. And he also knew that he needed Hillary, and they merged. I don't know. This all happened last night. I was listening to Fox, and man, what a bombshell on the Democrats.
Absolutely.
How is this going to affect them now?
I don't know, but all I know is they're losing votes left and right, so it's not looking good for them in the elections this year.
Yeah,
it really isn't.
In terms that our audience would understand, I guess it would be minus 55 degrees Celsius. Right? So
right.
We can all do the math. Minus 55 plus minus 55 is minus 110. Add 32. And guess what, Barack? You're still in the negative.
Right.
I know a guy who owns a restaurant, and he needs somebody to fetch water. I'm sorry, guys. This kills me. coming from the late, great Ted Kennedy and the biggest stunt of all time, Bill Clinton.
Yep. And you know what? It would really surprise me with the whole Hillary thing and the whole her being Secretary of State. You hardly ever hear about her. I mean, when Condoleezza Rice was the Secretary of State, when Bush was was in office, you heard everything. Every day you heard something about her.
Yeah, yeah. She's sexy,
too. Where is Hillary? We should play a game. Where is Hillary?
Yeah, who was the vice president who was under the earth or wherever he was playing Avatar? Bush is his vice president.
Huh?
Who was George Bush's vice president? The guy who was never there.
Yeah, it's Cheney.
Cheney, yeah. She's like Cheney. That's what I was trying to get at. She's like Cheney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
You know. Apparently, she's making offices in Paris or something like that. I don't know. Strange. She must have having an office somewhere in Europe or something. I don't know. But which is weird to me, since she is the Secretary of State for the United States, not Paris. What is she doing over there and not over here?
I don't know. She's keeping eyes on Bill. I have no idea. No idea what she's doing.
So, anyway, I'm glad he stepped down. He was going to lose the election this year anyway, so, you know, it's really no skin off his back by stepping down. He was going to win.
Now, Barack Obama is in power for how long?
Well, technically until 2013. January 21st, 2013.
All right.
Because the next presidential election is 2012.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, kids. Well, you know what? It's been a rocking time, but we've planted some seeds tonight around the water cooler that you can surely take to the bank and and roll around for the next week until we join you again. And I don't know. That whole thing with Bill Clinton and Ted Kennedy. I've got to get some audio on that because it's got me. So, kudos go out this week, too. I'm going to start this. I got to start praising where praise is due.
Okay.
Kudos go out this week, too. Let's Get Physical with Violet. Excellent.
Thank you.
The Dallas Cowboys. The Arizona Cardinals. Jay Leno.
Conan.
Back, guys. Conan. Conan on Jay Leno. And the Tonight Show. And Bill Clinton and Ted Kennedy. Kudos to everyone for bringing us the news. And to Jose Canseco and Mark McGuire for coming clean.
And don't forget the Ravens for knocking out the Pats.
And the Ravens for knocking out that guy who I just don't like from the Brill Cream commercial. Tom Brady. That's his name. 10 o'clock, Tuesday night, Episode 3, DTR, 58563 on TalkShoe. Who is going to play Violet? Who is going to play Producer Scott? And who is going to play DK? KKLiveRadio@yahoo.com. We want to know. Next week, debuting for the role or auditioning for the role will be Kevin Spacey, Queen Latifah, and Robin Williams. Guys, that's all I have.
Good night.
Say good night, Scott. Say good night, Scott. Good night, everybody.
Scott.
See you next week.
Good night,
Oreo,
everyone.
And the other cat.
Oscar.
Good night. You have been listening to a live, pre-recorded show of Double Talk Radio. Tune in next Tuesday around the water cooler for more DTR.
Double Talk Radio. Double Talk Radio.